The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
For the grace and opportunity He has given to you and I to be here this morning, to Him alone be all the praises. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to specially appreciate our Father in the Lord for this great privilege and opportunity they have given unto me to be here this morning to minister to God's people. If you are celebrating greatness like that, you can do better. You know, what you celebrate is what you attract. If you celebrate greatness, you attract greatness. Third, we pray that the Lord will bless you and increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. The oil of God upon your life will never diminish, and it continually grow the more in the name of Jesus. Join me as I appreciate and celebrate Mama also. The Lord bless you, Ma. The Lord increase you greatly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I appreciate every one of us. Turn to your neighbor, say, I appreciate you. Today is a family intervention service. And in this first service, we'll be looking at family success banquet. You know, banquet means something that you pick what is yours, a big thing, a big occasion, a big ceremony. This morning, God has prepared something big, something great for every family in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that you and your family are not designed for failure in life. You are not designed for failure in life and in destiny. Success is the birthright of every family. Every family, success is their birthright. And I want you to know that maybe you are thinking in your heart, I'm not married, so I don't have a family, but you belong to a family. Every one of us is a product of a family. Who is not a product of a family here this morning? You are not a product of a family. You just drop from the outer space. If there is anyone like that, we time you as an alien and we'll call some specialists to come and handle you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are all products of a family. And that is why every one of us must know that the plan and the purpose of God for our families is good. Is to bring us to an unexpected end, is to make us to enjoy success. What is family success? Family success is the progressive attainment of family predetermined goals. I take that again. Family success is the progressive attainment of family predetermined goals and objectives. Family predetermined goals and objectives. What is family success? Number two, the realization of God's plan for the family. The realization of God's plan and purpose for the family. God has a plan for your family. And that plan will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Because He has affirmed it in His word. He said, for the thought, that is the plan I have towards you. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. Had the thought of good and not evil, to give you an expected end, to give you a hope and a future. The future of your family shall be bright in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the devil knows this. Satan knows this. He knows the importance of marriage. He knows the importance of family. So his first attack was on marriage in the Garden of Eden. But glory be to God. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, also to redeem and heal marriages. And His first miracle, the first miracle, recorded miracle of the Lord Jesus Christ, was in the wedding ceremony in the book of John chapter 2. John chapter 2 from verse 1. The Bible says, and the third day there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called, that is, he was invited, him and his disciples, to that same marriage. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And in this marriage, for the sake of our tithe, they got a point that the wine finished. They exhausted the drink. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, spoke to Jesus and said, help them. The wine has finished. And Jesus was like, look, mother, please, exercise patience. You know our mothers. They always want us to do what they believe is good. Praise the Lord. And Jesus Christ asked them, go and fetch water in the pots. And they did. And the water turned to wine. That was the first recorded miracle. It was not an accident. It was not a coincidence. It was not something that maybe it was fabricated. No. There's a reason. The reason is because the family marriage is very important to God. Very important. And God wants to re-emphasize it. The first attack was on marriage at the Garden of Eden. And Jesus came to restore what was lost at the beginning. So the first miracle was also directed towards a marriage, towards a home. The Lord is going to redirect a miracle to your home in the name of Jesus. Every lost glory of your marriage, of your family, of your home shall be restored in the name of Jesus. We'll be looking at the enemies of family sources and the friend of family sources. You know, the opposite of enemy is what? Friend. The opposite of friend is what? Enemy. So we'll be looking at the two this morning. What are the enemies of family sources? Number one, enemy of family sources is disobedience. Disobedience. In the Garden of Eden, at the beginning, what led to the breakdown of the family was disobedience. It was disobedience. So the number one, God said, don't eat of the fruit that of this tree in the middle of the garden. That was a part of the fruit of the tree of life. Don't eat it. But they disobeyed. They ate it. And that brought the fall of man. So the number one enemy of family success is walking in disobedience. The more a family walks in disobedience, the more success elude such family. The more a family disobeys God, the more success eludes that family. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, if thou be willing and obedient, you shall eat the fruit of the land. If thou be willing and obedient, you shall eat the fruit of the land. That means if you are disobedient, you will not eat the fruit of the land. Praise the Lord. You see, obeying God is the guarantee of unending success in the family. Obeying God. Every family must make a decision that we want to obey God. You as the father, you as the mother, you as a child in that family, make up your mind that this family will serve the Lord. Joshua said, as for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord. Let that be your own decision this morning as a family. If you are watching us online, gather your family members. If it is only you, gather the others. Bring them together. Let them come and hear this message. Because God is going to bless you in the name of Jesus. Please note this. Disobedience of parents leads to punishment on children. Disobedience. So we must understand that disobedience to God's instruction as a family unit brings about the downfall of that family. So as a family unit, everyone, every member of that family must make up their mind that they want to obey God. And as you do this, may the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. May success visit your family as you walk in obedience in the name of Jesus. May you eat the good of the land in the name of Jesus. May you eat the good of the time and season in the name of Jesus. Number two, unhealthy criticism and bitterness. Unhealthy criticism and bitterness. Please don't misquote me. Criticism is good. Correction is good. But unhealthy, when it is done in the wrong way, it is brings about downfall of the family. Bitterness. This is one of the most dangerous things that you can allow to thrive in your family. Bitterness. When you allow bitterness to take root in your family, it's like you have invited the devil himself to come and sit in your family. I pray concerning that family where the seed of bitterness has been sown. I curse that seed and I command it to dry up in the name of Jesus. You know, in some family, the mother will create bitterness in the heart of the children against their father because the father did something that annoyed the mother. And she keeps speaking to the children, "This is your father. He's a wicked man. He's a bad man. He's a foolish man. He's a useless man. In fact, it's because of this issue that we are having. In fact, it's because of him. That last time you traveled and your car broke down, it's your father." Meanwhile, while the guy was driving, traveling with the car, he knew that he didn't service the car. He knows that something is wrong already with the car. But the mother keeps saying that. So, creating a seed of bitterness. And I tell you, the seed of bitterness is a very evil seed. Unhealthy criticism. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 19, "Husband, love your wife and be not bitter against them." Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Bitterness is evil. When you criticize always, it hinders family success. Because unhealthy criticism births discouragement and dissatisfaction. Don't do it. As a child, don't be the one that no matter what they do for you, you don't appreciate it. Daddy has bought you a shoe. You say, "Ah, Daddy, why should you buy a lace shoe? In fact, I don't want a lace shoe. I want a cover shoe." Then the man decided to go and get the cover shoe. He said, "No, it's not cover shoe that I want. It's ankle. It's ankle shoe." You are always criticizing. Mommy has cooked a nice, "I don't want to eat this food. In fact, this is not the food I want to eat. I want to eat my own food all the time." Yeah, there may be sometimes that there may be differences in choices, but don't make it all the time and don't always criticize. Don't always be quick also to criticize, especially in the wrong way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Parents must avoid criticizing their children always so that they don't also get discouraged. Children, don't criticize your parents always. "Why is Daddy dressed like this?" Always, you're always criticizing. As a wife, your husband, as he traveled and on his way back, he got some foodstuff and some fruits and all that. And when he gets home, he says, "Honey, come and see the fruit and the foodstuff I got on my way. Why call me back?" He says, "Share the quote by Jenny. Can't you see that the food is already getting spoiled without even saying thank you first? Without even saying, 'Oh, I appreciate what you have been able to get for us.' Oh, the first thing is to criticize him and say, 'Can't you see that this is not good? You have gotten something that is not good.' And you now ask, 'How much did you buy it?' You say, 'Oh, I bought it 10,000. You know, those kind of criticism are not good. Fine, the man may not even know the price. Maybe he has bought it at a higher price. First, appreciate it. "Oh, you bought it 10,000. Oh, this is lovely. But maybe next time you can try and price a little bit lower. I feel the price should be lower." You are not thinking. Don't criticize in a way that makes the man to change his mind. Next time when he travels, he won't buy anything. And when he comes back, he didn't buy anything. Did you see anything on the way? Why, Kobe, can't you buy it something? Oh, there should be love. There should be love. Don't sow the seed of bitterness. Don't sow the seed of bitterness in your children, in your wife, in your husband. Don't sow the seed of bitterness. But do what? Nurture them up and admonish one another in the Lord. Admonish one another in the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. Admonish one another in the Lord. Number three, selfishness. Selfishness. Selfishness hinders family success. This is because family is a place of love and comfort. So selfishness hurts family relationship and can destroy it. We must love every members of the family and express that love. Don't love with words. Just say, I love you there. Then in action, your action is saying something opposite. Your action is saying something opposite. We must love, and our love must be evident. It must be evident. As a man, you must show love to your wife. As a wife, we must show love to your husband. Love must replace selfishness and self-centeredness in every home. A lot of home decisions are made based on self. As a man, you want to take a decision, maybe to take an apartment, and you didn't bother to take your wife there because you know that your wife may not likely like that particular apartment. But because it's closer to your place of work, it's very close to your place of work, maybe in 10 minutes drive you are at work, and you have been going late to work before because of the place you are saying that is a little bit far. So when you are taking the apartment, you didn't consider your wife. You didn't consider your kids. You didn't consider, is this environment suitable to raise kids? Is this house going to help my wife to function better? You know, there are some apartments that makes the woman not to function well. Maybe there's no water. Maybe when she needs to cook, she has to go out, travel to the kitchen, because the kitchen is outside. Praise the Lord. Maybe the roof of the kitchen is leaking. So you will give her more work to do. But because it's closer to your place of work, you wanted it. Why? Because that is what you desire. That is what you wish. That's self-centeredness. Don't do it. Don't do it. As a child, you wanted A, B, C, D, F. And daddy says, I can only afford A and B. But because of your own selfishness and self-centeredness, you put pressure to the point that the man decides to do up to F, thereby putting himself under unnecessary burden. That's self-centeredness. Don't do it. It's not good. He might do it for you, but I tell you, he will not be happy. Praise the Lord. So as a child, we must also not be selfish. Don't be selfish. Don't be self-centered. As the wife, don't be self-centered. Don't let it be me and I only. A family is a we, W-E, not I. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor. Say, the Lord will bless your family. Say, love will reign in your family. Hallelujah. See, comfort does not dwell where there is self-centeredness and selfishness. There won't be comfort. Quickly, let's look at the friends of family sources. Friends of family sources. Number one friend of a family sources is wisdom. Say wisdom. Now, before we go to that, can we quickly run through the first three, the enemies of family. Number one is what? Number two is what? Unhealthy criticism. And number three is what? Selfishness and self-centeredness. Can we clap for ourselves? Hallelujah. God bless you. If you are watching us online, you can clap for yourself as well. Hallelujah. So we are going forward now to look at the friends of family sources. Friends of family sources. Friends of family sources. Number one is wisdom. Number one is wisdom. A family that must enjoy success must be a family where wisdom operates. Now, the wisdom we are talking about is not the wisdom of man. It's divine wisdom that supersedes the wisdom of man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, wisdom is discreet. Wisdom restrains. Wisdom cautions. Wisdom builds. Wisdom protects. Wisdom provides. Wisdom supports. Wisdom heals. Praise the Lord. Any family where wisdom is lacking, all these things that we have mentioned will be lacking. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 1, say, a wise woman buildeth a house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her own hands. May you not pluck down your house with your own hands in the name of Jesus. You know, it takes wisdom to live as a man and a woman. The man is coming from a different background, maybe a different ethnic background. And the wife is coming from another different ethnic background. And God has joined the two of you together. You know, the beauty of it is two has become one. Praise the Lord. And this is the mystery. If two has become one, in other words, whatsoever is found in A will be found in B. Whatsoever is found in B will be found in A. So when you misbehave, or when your wife misbehaves, and you are thinking, oh, why is this woman behaving like this? That is you behaving. Praise the Lord. You are not getting it. When your wife, because the Bible said the two has become one. So when the wife is doing something you don't like, it is you that is doing it. When you see it that way, it's difficult for you to start beating yourself. Praise the Lord. Have you seen any man beating himself before? Carrie's sick and he's beating himself. If there's anybody like that, we all know what will happen. We'll call the health workers. They will take the person to Aru, somewhere in Ogun State, Nigeria. They take the person there. Praise the Lord. So when you see your wife as yourself, or when you see your husband as yourself, you don't take offense. Praise the Lord. So wisdom, that is wisdom. Wisdom makes a man give the woman the necessary affection. Women love affection. Women love attention. Praise the Lord. The one of the most difficult things for most men is to give affection and attention. Yeah. That's the truth. Because the man is thinking, how will I do this? How will I provide school fees? How will I do this one? We need to change the family car. We need to do this. We need to do that. So sometimes that may preoccupy him and he may not be able to give enough. But as a man, you must strive to strike a balance. There must be a balance always. There must be a balance always. There must be a balance always. Attention and affection must be given. Don't come back home and your wife is asking you, how has been your day? And you are not minding him. Ah, why? Because Chelsea and Arsenal have just started their FA final. And you want to watch FA final. So because of that, the woman is speaking, you are not even minding her. Honey, and in fact, the guy that is to repair the water pump was around today. He said we will need 5,000. So the following day, the woman picked 5,000 from the draft where you were keeping money. And you said, ah, who picked money here? He said, ah, I'm the one. He said, ah, who asked you to pick money? He said, ah, but I told you. He said, lie, you didn't tell me. And you got angry. Why? Because you were not paying attention. Some of us are laughing because we've been there before. Praise the Lord. So you see, you must give attention. You must give attention. You know, when I got married newly, let me share this with you. When I got married newly, I'm a little bit melancholy, conservative person. And my wife is opposite. Sanguine, boisterous, outgoing person. Me, reserved, extremely reserved. She has taught me not to be too reserved now. Extremely reserved. I don't talk. So when I get back home, She'll be asking me, and we're new, you know, new married couple. There's a way the thing is still doing this. The woman just wants to have fellowship all the time. So she'll be asking me questions. And I will be reading, because I love reading. So immediately I get home, say one or two prayers, do one or two things, maybe have my dinner. The next thing is to pick a book, and I start reading. And there was a particular soap opera that time that they were showing that was very popular, I won't tell you. That my wife loved watching. And she said that when you are watching a movie with her, she'll be asking you questions that is happening in the movie you are watching together. So she will be asking me, so what happened now? What happened to this one? What did you say? I will not even answer, I don't know. You know, when you even answer, I don't know, it's better. I'll just continue with my book. And she will get angry. I'll be like, why are you angry with me? Maybe you are watching the thing. Why should you be angry with me? And it continued like that for a while. Then one day, in the morning, we had a little misunderstanding as a result of last night issue. And when I got to the office, my boss then happens to be a lady, a married woman who has been married for many years. So she observed that I was a little bit quiet, a little bit moody and all that. And she called me to her office and said, Mike, what is wrong with you? I said, no. He said, no, something is wrong. I said, this is what happened. This and this and this and this. Oh, she said, no, you are the one that is wrong. This woman has been around. She got home before you. She has cooked the dinner. She has done this. And you are getting home around 7. She's been home since like 3. This and that. You need to have some time with her. And this. And she helped me. So I changed a little. I didn't change 100% though. I changed a little. And I keep improving. At the time, it was TV. I love to watch news. She wants to watch something different. So she would say this. I would say no. So I went back to the same woman. I said, ma, this is another issue. She said, oh, simple. Buy another TV. She said, you must show affection. You must show affection. Don't get back home. Then you carry the pressure and everything from the office back to the house. And when the woman talks, you say, you didn't even know what one has been passing through. I've been this project, this, that one. The woman does not want to know. She wants your attention first. It is after you have given her the affection and the attention, she will help you to solve that problem. But when you push her away, the solution to that thing will not come. So there must be affection. There must be affection. And I know that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And it takes wisdom. It takes wisdom. It's wisdom that helps a woman give her husband the necessary care, respect that the man needs. A woman that lacks attention will put the husband in detention. The husband will be under tension. So when you give your wife attention, she helps you to remove all the tension. Praise the Lord. See, wisdom bats order in the family. Wisdom bats order. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40, it says, let all things be done decently and in what? And in order. So if you want to have order in your home, wisdom must reign. Say, wisdom will reign in my home. Say it again. Say, wisdom will reign in my home. Hallelujah. Number 2, mutual respect and submission. Mutual respect and submission. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25 says, husband, loves your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Respect is reciprocal. Like it is always said, all family members must learn to respect and honor each other always for the family to become successful. For your family to be successful, you must learn to respect and honor each other. You know, disrespect separates brothers and sisters. You are the younger brother or you are the younger sister, and you are always disrespecting your elder ones. It will get to a point that they will not take it again from you. or disrespect. More so in the African culture, where we value respect and honor a lot. Don't start behaving because you have been watching Hollywood. And you are not behaving that way. I tell you, most of the things you watch on screen are not the reality of what happens. So that's the truth. You know, sometimes we think that the way people dress, well, they are acting. That's the way everybody dress in their society. I'm telling you, it's not true. You'll be surprised when you get there, they are more decently dressed than you can even imagine. Sometimes when you see some things, we tend to believe that that is the way they act. No, that's not the way. I'm telling you. The family value is there. So, as a child, you must show respect to your parents. You must honor them. Husband must learn to respect the wife. The wife must learn to respect and honor the husband. Men see love as respect. Respect as love. When you respect a man, you see it as you love him. When you disrespect a man and you are saying, I love you, he doesn't believe you love him. I can tell you this because I'm a man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, every man, no matter how small, he wants to be respected. He wants you to respect him. You may be more educated than your husband. That does not take the fact away that he's the husband. You may be earning more income. I know couples that the wife earns more than the husband. Yes, she still respects the husband. I know couples that the wife is sponsoring the husband to go back to school. And yes, she still respects the husband. I know couples where the wife is a PhD holder and the husband has just diploma, and you will not know. I know families where the wife is a judge and the husband is just a pastor, and you will not know. Respect is there. Respect, full respect, full honor. Full respect, full honor. If you want your family to succeed, you must be ready to honor your husband. The question is, did you marry him as a result of your qualification? No. You don't marry somebody because you are a PhD holder. Because I'm a PhD holder, then that's why I want to marry you. No. So you must respect. Husband must show respect to the wife. Wife must show respect to the husband. Children must show respect to their parents. Don't treat your wife like a slave. Don't treat her like a slave. Your younger brother has come to the house, then you ask your wife to go and be washing the bed sheet that your younger brother has been sleeping on for the past 2 months, and he has refused to wash. And because you enter the place, you enter the room and you are smelling, say, what is happening? Say, you didn't wash this, your bedspread. You now went back to your room, say, uncle, room, please kindly help. Your wife is not married to your younger brother. She's married to you and she's not a slave. She's not your house girl or house servant. No. It's wrong. If he cannot wash his own bedspread, then let him keep sleeping on it like that. You can't come to my house and you want my wife to cook for you, and after cooking for you as my younger brother or sibling, younger ones, after cooking for you, nice meal, you finish eating the food, then you take the plate to the kitchen and drop it, and you want my wife to come and wash it for you. It doesn't happen. It does not happen. I will personally call you and say, please come. Come and wash it. Yeah. Because she's not your slave. She's not my slave. She's my wife. You know why it's wrong for you to make your wife to do that? The Bible says the two has become one. So in other words, if you cannot do it as a man, then your wife can't do it. Praise the Lord. Because she's you. You are her. Are we getting it? So there must be respect. There must be honor. There must be mutual respect and mutual honor. Children must honor their parents. If you're a child, you're a daughter, you're a son here this morning, you are not married yet, please honor your parents. Have this at the back of your mind that you will honor your parents all the days of your life. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 2 says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Honor them. Respect them. Take good care of them. Don't treat them anyhow. And I pray that the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Number 3 is keep your hope alive. Say, keep your hope alive. Keep the hope of the family alive. Never lose hope in your family. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 4 says, for to him that is joined to all living, there is a hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. There is hope. No matter how bad things have been for your family, don't lose hope at all. Don't lose what? Don't lose what? Don't lose what? Don't lose hope. Even if you have had some setback, don't worry. That setback is a setup for a great future. I said that setback, what you think is a setback, is actually God setting you up for a great future, for a great blessing, for a great accomplishment in the name of Jesus. The book of Job chapter 14 verse 7 to 9. Say, for there is a hope for a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout up again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Praise the Lord. Though the root wax old in the head, and the stalk thereof dieth in the ground, yet through the save of water, it will what? It will bud. Your family will rise again in the name of Jesus and bring forth boughs like a plant. You will be fruitful once again in the name of Jesus. You will increase once again in the name of Jesus. What is hope? Hope is the expectation of good things to come. Hope is the expectation of good things to come. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 18. For surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. For surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Your expectations shall not be cut off in the name of Jesus. God cannot deny good things. God cannot deny doing good things for you. He's ready to do it. But one thing I want you to know is that God cannot do that good things if you don't have hope. Without hope, God can't do anything for you. Without your hope, that's your faith in Him. When a man becomes faithless, becomes hopeless, he becomes useless. May you not be hopeless, may you not be faithless, may you not be useless in the name of Jesus. Quickly, how to keep your hope alive. Number one, trust God always. Trust God always. How do you keep hope alive? Number one is what? Trust God always. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5. Say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. He said, be not wise in your own eye. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Praise the Lord. Trust God always. Trust God. Believe in Him. Have faith in Him, and He will keep your hope alive. Say, my hope shall remain alive. I will not lose hope because my future is going to be great. The future of my family shall be great in the name of Jesus. Number B, how to keep hope alive. How to keep hope alive. Focus on God for a change of story. Don't focus on the situation. Don't focus on the situation. Don't focus on your story. Focus on God for the change of your story. Don't focus on your story. Your story will eventually become a testimony. Amen. That will elevate someone. That will lift up someone. In the name of Jesus. Don't focus on the story. Focus on God. That will change the story. Hallelujah. Number C. Encourage each other. Encourage your brother. Encourage your sister. Encourage your husband. Encourage your wife. Encourage each other. Every family members must encourage. All family members must encourage each other. We must learn to encourage one another. Always. As a wife, learn to encourage your husband. Sometimes the man can get dejected as a result of some challenges that is passing through. Encourage him. Encourage him. Encourage her. She might be overwhelmed as a result of the pressure of the home. Encourage her. Only things will change. Things will change. Things will get better. Things will work out. God is going to bless us. God is changing situation. As a child, encourage your parents. Daddy, don't worry. Everything will be fine soon. Daddy, don't worry. Things are going to get better. Mommy, don't worry. I'm going to be fine. God is going to bless you to take care of me. Encourage one another. Don't speak negative words. Don't speak words that will put the other person down. Put a smile on your face always. Don't come home looking sorrowful, dejected, looking battered. No. Put a smile. And the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Number D, where I will stop this morning, walk with God. In this first service, we'll be stopping at D. And in second service, we'll be firing on from there. So if you want the concluding part, please be around for second service. Please be around. We are starting second service in just a few minutes from now. Also, if you are watching us online, you want to have the concluding part, please connect second service. And the Lord will bless you. Walk with God together. Walk with God together. Walk with God together. Don't walk with God alone. Take your family along as a man. Don't walk with God alone. Don't walk with God alone. Take your family along with you. As a woman, you are growing spiritually. You notice your husband is not growing. Help him to grow. You notice your wife is not growing. Help her to grow. Take your children along with you. Don't be growing spiritually and your children are growing in the world. They will come back to hurt you. They'll come back to hurt you. So as you are growing in the Lord, grow your family. Walk together with the Lord. And the Lord will bless you as you do this in Jesus' name. And I want you to know that you cannot build a successful family if you are not connected to the family of God. It takes the connection to the family of God for you to assess what it takes to build a godly family, to build a successful family. This morning, either you are watching us online or you are in the auditorium this morning, I want you to know that the first thing for you to do is to be battered into the family of Christ. Is to be connected to Christ. All heads bow, all eyes closed.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.